the key outcome of the meeting was that the Minister has confirmed that they will push on with implementing recommendations 1 and 2, which are recommendations from the actual investigation of the report that was published in June. He stressed the necessity to push on with these recommendations in order to move forward to the next stage, which is looking at how we will possibly fund and address this issue in terms of redress. Now, he would not give any commitment to redress, let's be very clear about that, but he said that it's imperative that we go through recommendations 1 and 2. He confirmed that those recommendations should be implemented before Christmas, and he has agreed to meet with us again to give us an update before Christmas in relation to how that is proceeding. We asked for clarification then what will happen after implementation, and he said it is at that point that we will look then to see how we will actually fund this. And he did confirm that that funding does not be expected to come from the homeowner, which again was reiterated in the report. Another key thing that came from the report was the fact that we have a lot of health and safety concerns. People are living in homes which are at times condemned. We are very concerned about the safety of homeowners across the county in relation to that, and we stress the urgency to move forward and to implement possibly emergency legislation in order to ensure those homeowners are safe. He said that he would explore all the options open to him to see about possibly such solutions as maybe looking at social housing applications for affected homeowners and things like that. He also confirmed that they will look at talking to banks who are also stakeholders in this issue about possibly seeing if we can come to some agreement on that as well. So there was a lot of constructive discussion. I think all of the people who attended the meeting, the group, the Mike Action Group and the homeowners, felt fairly positive after the meeting, and we just continue to move forward with it in this vein, and hopefully we will see something fruitful come from this very soon.
And although no commitment has been made on a redress scheme, it is still welcome that there is a commitment to progress to the next stage.
Yes, I mean, ultimately we would love to have gone in today and we would have got word that there was a redress scheme, but it would seem that that's not how this is going to happen. We have to, as he said, go through implementing the first number of recommendations, which he said held back the pay rate process. We don't want to see anything that's going to hold back this process. People have waited long enough. We want to see that these things are progressed as quickly as possible. And we did keep reiterating that to the Minister, that this is something that we cannot afford to sit around on any longer. So he agreed with us and said that his hands are tied unless these first number of recommendations are processed, there's nothing they can do in terms of moving to the next stage. So we have to support that. We did say that we hope that this is not going to be another long drawn out process, and he has given his absolute commitment that they will be implemented by Christmas. So that's good news.